Welcome, fellow confidence crusaders, neuro nerds, and success equalizers. This is your podcast, Real Confidence. I'm your host, Alyssa DeVere, and I'll be sharing a bit of basic brain science, some surprising social secrets, and a touch of tough love. Why? Because I believe confidence is everyone's fundamental right and choice. So let's get to it. As COVID was ending in terms of its peak kind of panic time, I don't remember the exact date, but I remember going to a couple conferences. We were still wearing masks, still doing a lot of sanitizing, but the conferences were open. People were still sitting 6 feet apart, and the lanyards were very clearly marked. You got to pick which one you wanted that would say either you were comfortable shaking hands with other people or not. And I thought at the time, oh, gross, what a bummer this is that we have to kind of declare that. But in hindsight, I think it probably was a big relief for a lot of people who really don't like that physical contact. And I have a lot of friends and family who I'm sure would love to walk around with a little sign that says, please don't touch me. Now, personally, I'm a hugger. I'm one of those people who likes to touch your arm and when I'm talking and all that. And, it's funny because I don't think there's too many people in my family that are like that. So I can't really say I got it from them. But needless to say, wherever it's coming from, if you have it too, it is almost like a natural habit, right? Now, we know that touching one another, particularly when it is mutually desired, not particularly, but really only when it's mutually desired, can actually stimulate some oxytocin. It makes us feel happy. So it is a very positive thing when somebody gives me a hug. I really appreciate that. It makes me feel happy. But again, not everybody's going to respond that way. So, I have a friend, a very good friend. I've just spoken about him quite a lot. He's actually from Brazil. So he's Latin blooded. And he's very touchy. And I remember when I first met him was gosh, 30 years ago now. He was, almost chided for it because he was so touchy that people were saying to him, you're going to have HR problems. You're going to have people reporting you. Don't touch people so much, men or women. So, again, there are social reasons, there's political reasons, there's all kinds of reasons why we have to be careful with who we touch and how we touch, of course, in public. But the big question is, let's say you're meeting somebody that you already know. Maybe you don't know them that well, or you do know them that well for that matter, because the question we're posing in today's podcast is, when is it okay to hug? Is it okay to just give somebody that you've met a few times a hug? Is it okay in a business context? Is it okay in a personal context? Is it okay with somebody that maybe, forever and you still give them a hug and they're clearly not comfortable with it? So think about some of the experiences maybe you've had as hugger or huggy. And, do you sit there and make a lot of judgment in your head going, should I hug this person or not? Probably don't. Probably react, respond. And so again, if you're somebody like me, you go in for the hug, you don't really think about it because it's just an expression of my joy to see that person. But if I'm somebody who doesn't want to be hugged, am I just going along and trying not to rile the situation and then just suffering through it? Right? So to hug or not to hug. Now, we have to think for a second, why are we hugging? Why are we hugging? Is it to get that oxytocin spike? Or is it a little bit of dominance? Is it a little bit of, I want you to know that I feel comfortable and I'm going to show you that in a hug? Dominance. Maybe it's that you really want that other person to like you, and you want to test if they are going to hug you back in that way. Huh. Maybe the hug really is a genuine, I'm so excited to see you. I got a new puppy, and I love the fact that every time he sees me, his long tail which wag 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 wag, it's just like that. Just so happy to see you, right? Almost has nothing to do with me. He's not trying to make me happy. He's just excited. So the hugger might just be really excited. Wag, 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 wag. So a lot of different motivations or maybe nuanced intentions here that I don't want you to overthink. I don't want you to be paranoid about, should you hug or not in the next time. But I think it really goes down to a question of, what do you really want to do as a person? How do you want to show up? Do you want to show up as one of those people that is always happy to see other people? Are you one of those folks that wants to be a lot more conservative and respectful of other people's needs and say, I'm not going to hug in case they are worried about it or uncomfortable about it? And when we start to question what we value, who we want to be when we show up, doesn't necessarily make the question to hug or not hug any easier. But I think it starts to give us clues about why we're doing it and if we want to do it every time going forward. So we're going to take a little break, give our sponsors some love. And I'm going to give you some other ways to really think through this quickly and easily now, so that in the future, you have some tips, some ways to go at that hugging question without spending a lot of cognitive energy. All right, we'll be right back. Want to level up your confidence, your career, maybe even your coaching? Well, then head over to AmericanConfidenceInstitute.com. E-classes are there as well as our coaching certification program, and you don't need any coaching experience to do it. However, if you are an experienced coach, you can get ICF and SHRM continuing credit. It's fast and easy. If you work in an organization, consider bringing in a kick-ass keynote or a uniquely engaging workshop. We also have team learning programs, and they all apply to both your personal and professional life, which makes them really special. They're great for ERGs, the leaders, the member programming, or really any type of professional learning and development in your organization. So give us a holler at www.AmericanConfidenceInstitute.com. So we're picking apart this kind of funny topic of hugging or not hugging, and I've already admitted that I'm a hugger, and I have a pet peeve, one of many, as I've shared on other pods, but this one pet peeve with regards to hugging is when somebody says to me, "Is it okay to give you a hug?" I kind of feel like it puts that other person, it puts the huggy, the person that they're being at that's being asked, in a funny predicament. What are you gonna say? No. Now, some people might, again, if you're confident, you might say, "No, I don't want one." But it's awkward, right? It's awkward. So I'm not gonna suggest you ask the other person. And yeah, it would be nice if we had those signs or those lanyards back and we could, kind of flag people, but we don't have those. So what do we do? Well, of course, judge first and foremost if you are a hugger or not, and you want to be a hugger or not, that's okay. I'm a hugger. Okay, great. Now, with regards to other people, if you really want to be respectful, I think first and foremost, think about the relationship. If it's somebody you really don't know that well, if it's somebody that you've never really had an experience of kind of lighthearted getting to know the kind of person, it's only been maybe in a business setting, you may not want to hug that person, even if it's the fourth or fifth time you've met them, right? Because again, you don't really know who they are, you know their business persona. So play it a little safer, all right? But if it's somebody that you really do know, socially or otherwise, and you want to give them a hug, I'm going to suggest you do two things. I'm going to suggest first that when you hug somebody, you make it very clear that you're happy to see them, right? You say to them, "I am so happy to see you," literally say it, so that it becomes not a dominance thing. It's not, "I'm hugging you and you're uncomfortable." It's an expression of you wagging your tail. I think the second thing you can do is really pay attention to their response. Are they hugging you back with equal strength, with equal enthusiasm? Are they feeling like a wet noodle? And so maybe the next time you don't hug them if they're not so responsive to that hug you gave them, right? So pay attention to the response to your hug if you decide to do that. Now, if you really want to be more respectful, if you've made the decision that you're a hugger, or maybe you're not a hugger, but you're kind of like want to be respectful of other people, if they're huggers or not, here's another tip. I like this. It's kind of awkward the first time you do it, but it really is kind of a nice compromise, if you will, which is the two-handed hug. So you reach out to shake somebody's hand, but you use your other hand as on the other side of theirs, and you're giving them a hand hug. I think that's a really good test, again, to see how they respond, because you're giving them more touch and you can see if they are comfortable with that. And maybe the next time after that, you give them an actual hug. All right. So some practical tips on how to hug. Whoever thought I'd get into that. But I think the question about being more conscientious about your hugging can make you feel more confident. It certainly can make the person that you're going to go hug feel a little bit more comfortable too. Thanks for tuning in. Before we totally wrap up, I want to let you know that full transcripts and show notes for this and other Real Confidence episodes can be found on www.AmericanConfidenceInstitute.com/podcast. I also want to remind you once again that the best way to get confidence is to give it to others, and you can do it just by liking and sharing this episode on your preferred podcast and social media channels. You can even give me some confidence by noting topics you'd like me to consider for the future. So for now, this is Alyssa Devere. Thank you for helping to bring more confidence to the world.